Welcome. Beth Blauer is with us today. She's the Director of State Stat in Maryland for Governor Martin O'Malley. In her role, she oversees the state stat process, which covers 14 state agencies that comprise about 85% of the state budget. State stat, as you may know, is part of a broader growing movement in the United States of stat initiatives. It all started in the early 1990s when New York City's police department, under William Bratton, launched CompStat. Martin O'Malley took the idea of CompStat to the city level as mayor of Baltimore. When O'Malley became governor in 2007, he launched StateStat. State agencies come to StateStat twice a month on average, reviewing their performance and discussing efforts to improve their results. To tell us more about StateStat, I'm pleased to have Beth Blauer with us. Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us how you would describe StateStat. How does it work?
So StateStat, in a nutshell, is a performance management program. We were borrowed very heavily from our predecessor at CityStat, and CityStat, as you know, was borrowed very heavily from CompStat. We are based on the same four, basic tenets, and we are a day-to-day performance management for the governor. This is how he runs and operates government in the state of Maryland. And what we do when an agency first comes into the StateStat process is an analyst from my team. We've got a real small team of analysts. Meets with the agency, and we ask the agency secretary to come to the table with what their goals and visions are for their agency. And any data that they collect, just that's already available to them. So if it's for annual reporting to legislature, if it's for federal reporting on grants, any data that they already have available to them, we ask them to also bring that to the table. And then what we bring to the table is the governor's vision for the state, the 15 strategic goals that he's outlined. We know the direction that he wants to take the state. We bring how he sees that agency interacting with those goals to the table. And we just create a template that's an alignment of data that already exists, what that agency wants to accomplish on their own, and then how we see them fitting into this grander sort of strategic plan for the state. And we start aligning those metrics. And the governor convened his first StateStat meeting 2 weeks after being inaugurated, and in the meetings, which I think are the most critical part of what we do at StateStat, is where we synthesize all the information that the agencies have given us, and we distill them into a briefing memo for the governor. And in that memo, we depict their data in charts and graphs and maps, and we bring in the cabinet secretary, and I facilitate a discussion between the governor and the senior team and the state agency's cabinet secretary and their staff about the data and about the progress that they're making towards the goals, both the goals that they've set out internally and the goals that we have in the state. And we do that not every year, not every quarter, but we do that in some agencies weekly, in other agencies monthly, in other agencies every couple times a month. And it is a regular and routine access to the governor and the senior team outside the presence of a fire and emergency, a focused discussion on performance. And it happens regularly, predictably, and with the governor's full engagement.
So let's talk resources. For public leaders watching this who may be considering starting a stat program, what does it cost to run StateStat?
Our costs are very cheap. It's very inexpensive to deploy StateStat. This is not a technology solution. This is a management, philosophy. So all of the technology that we used at the beginning was off the shelf. We used Excel spreadsheets. We needed a conference room and we needed to have a lot of will and leadership. And that's really all it takes at the beginning. Now, over time, we've deployed different resources, but a lot of those were things that already existed in state government. And we just are using what was already there, like our, GIS tools and things like that. But in terms of if you want to start a performance management program in your state, really the main and most crucial element is having a leader who wants to do it.
You mentioned the importance of leadership. Management scholar Bob Bain has noted that when people look at initiatives like StateStat, they often focus on the physical elements, the meeting room or the screens on which the data are projected, and see those as kind of the key elements. But he argues, and so have you, that the commitment from the top is the most critical, as well as rigorous follow-up, that when questions or issues come up in one meeting, they're focused on again in the next meeting. My final question, Beth, is tell us how you would describe the value of StateStat to Governor O'Malley and to the state in general.
I think we bring a certain value to the governor, which is, you know, whether he's in the room or whether he's not, and we have these meetings no matter what. The value to him is that he doesn't have to, at times of when he's making tough decisions on the budget, or at times where he's getting a hard question by a reporter, or at times where he needs to speak with authority about any of the operational government work. It's not a learning experience for him. It's just a conjuring experience because he is completely briefed. He knows what's going on in government. He makes decisions with, you know, a scalpel because he knows why programs are important. He knows what cutting programs will affect, and he knows how the agencies are utilizing scarce resources to get the job done. And so for him, it is really a management tool. The sort of fringe is that we've been collecting all this data for so long, been entrenched in the analytics for so long, that we have been able to provide a lot of public tools. So people have been able to yield benefit from the work we've done in the state of Maryland. By way of example, you can now log on to the MVA website, and at every single branch, you can get real-time information about how long it will take to get a service like a driver's license or to register your vehicle. Those services didn't exist before we started looking at the data. And so the public benefits, you know, because we're a smarter government, the public benefits because we're sharing our information with them, the public benefits because our decision-making is impacting their lives in a positive way. And it's all based on this regular and routine review of information.
If you'd like to learn more, you can visit the StateStat website. You can also visit StateStat meetings in person if you're in Maryland. Is that right, Beth?
Absolutely. Our doors are always open.
Great. Beth Blauer, Director of StateStat in Maryland for Governor Martin O'Malley, thanks for being with us, and thanks for sharing your insights into what is no doubt one of the most important and innovative public management initiatives in the U.S. today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Annie.